good friends for Brenda. "Good morning, everyone," smiled Miss Jenkins. "We have a new student joining our class today. This is Brenda. She just moved in last weekend. Be sure to introduce yourselves. I've asked Zia to be her helper for the week to show her around the school and playground." The class clapped a friendly welcome, and Brenda waved to everyone from her wheelchair. Miss Jenkins had a special desk ready for her next to Zia with easy access to the door. During recess, many of the students came over to say hello to Brenda, making her feel welcomed. After chatting for a while, Tommy shouted, "Let's play tag. I'm it." Everyone took off in all directions as Tommy darted after them. Meanwhile, Brenda sat on the sidelines watching. After several minutes, someone tagged Zia to be it. She stopped for a few seconds to catch her breath. It was at that moment she noticed Brenda sitting all by herself, looking sad. Her heart sank. She quickly tagged another runner, then ran off toward Brenda. "I'm so sorry, Brenda. We've never had a friend in a wheelchair before. I guess I wasn't being a very good helper." "I know," said Brenda. "It happens a lot." Several other girls noticed that Zia had left the game and decided to join her on the sidelines. "Hey, I have an idea," shouted Zia. "Brenda can be the pitcher of a kickball game. You know, kind of like softball. She tosses the ball to the kicker, who then kicks it and runs the bases. What do you think?" Brenda was all for it. It wasn't long before more kids joined the game. Even Miss Jenkins came over to be the catcher. Brenda made many new friends that first day in her new school, and it wasn't long before she fit right in. The class thought of new games almost every week that Brenda could take part in. And you know what? By the end of the school year, no one even noticed the wheelchair anymore. It was just something that helped her to get around better, just like a pair of glasses helps someone see better. Brenda couldn't be happier.